So, back once again, down underneath the Gawler Library Civic Centre in the Heritage Centre, looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip. And I see next to our looking back, we've got a picture of Martin there.
Yes.
So,
yep.
And I'm here with Kay, who's back from Bali now.
Yes, hello, Jeanette. I'm well and truly back from Bali.
Back to all the old chores.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Looking back.
It's taken me a week to sort of settle down. I was only away for 9 days, and yet it was wonderful.
Yes, yeah. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Burton Circus, our old and very popular contributor to the amusement of the public, is once more and for the last time in South Australia, and on Monday he will also be in Gawler at his old ground, the Prince Albert Yard, with a troupe of equestrian and pedestrian performers that bring with them an artistic reputation of a very high order. Mr. Burton's anxious endeavours to secure excellence in his catering for the public entertainment merit patronage.
Oh,
isn't that wonderful, the language?
Circus.
Anxious endeavours to secure excellence in his catering for the public entertainment merit patronage. I love that last line.
And if you wrote like now, people would say, "Oh, I'm a bit pretentious," but it just says it exactly, doesn't it?
It does.
I couldn't say it any more
it's
clearly.
Eloquent. It's
it
so
says,
eloquent.
It's really good high standard. Come along and watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, 100 years ago, Ned Kelly's mother, almost the closing chapter of Australia's life drama, the Kelly Gang, was reached in the death of Mrs. Kelly, the mother who bore the son whose name still stirs the people, and it still does even years later.
Yes, it does.
Speaking of her sons, she said, "Ned was a great son. He was the only dark one of the family. All the rest was red-headed. They took after their father. But poor Ned was black like myself. He would have made a great general in the war." At the age of 95 years, she passed last week. A sad old figure deserving neither blame nor praise. Truly, she was the mother of tragedy. And again, that beautiful language.
Yes.
So she only died in 1923.
Mm.
My goodness. All those years mourning her son.
Yes.
Well, the black one. Black-hearted.
Yeah.
He was black-haired, wasn't he?
Yes, yes.
But that was the Irish.
The red or the black.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of that comes from the Spanish Armada ships that sank around the coast.
Oh, out
of the,
okay.
The dark colour.
Is that where the dark colouring came
possibly.
From? Possibly. Yeah, of course. And the redness would have come from the Nordic countries.
Yes, the Scandinavian slave traders and their port at Dublin. So, moving on, 50 years ago. Huge shop site bids to go to 43,000. The largest property site in Murray Street to be offered for sale in many years was passed in at auction last Friday after failing to reach the reserve price. The site includes Austral Hall, used in recent years as a second-hand furniture store, a large house with flats at the rear, and a vacant building block. The property at the southern end of Murray Street has a frontage of 158 feet and a depth of 174 feet to High Street. So that's possibly where Nova's is now. Just wondering. It's down near the cinema, clearly.
The cinema, that'd be the cinema, wouldn't it?
Well, the cinema would be here 50 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, it might be where the cinema is because that's fairly modern complex, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Opposite the medical centre. I'm just trying to work out where it would be. I mean, it would be
Austral Hall, used in recent years as a second-hand furniture store. Large house with flats at the rear and a vacant building block. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure. But $43,000 for all of that.
Oh, yeah.
That just
which was a huge amount in those days, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. 25 years ago. 3DE, which is three-day event, is alive and kicking. Despite the myth which says the Gawler three-day event finished 2 years ago, it is still running and plans are well in hand for this year's event over the long weekend in June. The 40th annual Gawler 3DE will be conducted from June 5 to 8 at the Gawler Racecourse, Riggs Hill and Dead Man's Pass Reserve.
the longest consecutively running 3DE in the world. It was conducted last year by a new committee under the direction of Graham Kanga Parham, who was one of the founders of the event when it was first held in 1959. And of course, then in 1986, they had their wonderful world championships there. But it did move away eventually. I think the hill...
I didn't know they were still holding it at all after it
finished. The International Horse Trials finished about 4 or 5 years ago with COVID and the state government didn't want to support it.
So, 10 years ago, Chinese ambition. Barossa food and wine exports are expected to surge following a visit from a group of Chinese business leaders who came to the state with a commitment to buy $1 million worth of South Australian produce for export. The group from Fujian province in China is the first to tour SA as a result of the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the state government and the Fujian provincial government in 2012. On Monday, the delegation visited Yalumbal Winery in Angaston and the Barossa Function Centre in Nuyupta. Well, I guess it's good for the state. And we've just got the image very quickly
of the Wheat Sheaf Tavern in Gawler East. And it's still that lovely little eyelash veranda.
It's a beautiful building, isn't it?
And now it says Wheat Sheaf Tavern, Gawler East, now named Wheat Sheaf Inn. The tavern was established in 1849 on Lindenduck Valley Road. The builder was Samuel Pope. He became the first licensee. And it is just a lovely building. It's I don't know when that photo was taken. That was much later than...
Date for the photo.
And that's it.
That's it till next week.
We've caught up.
We have. We have done a marathon effort today.
We have. And we have people knocking at the door wanting to come in and use the beautiful Heritage Research Centre.
Yes. So we will finish off until next week, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette. For all life.